And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Good morning and thank you if you are a service person. We do appreciate all the time that you have dedicated to our great nation. Let's check now what's been happening in the agricultural markets. The national average basis for corn this morning is down a penny. That's at 19 cents under the December futures contract, while the DTN National Corn Index was up 6 cents at $4.08 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans was down a penny this morning at 35 cents under the January futures contract, and the DTN National Soybean Index up 29 cents at $12.61. The national average basis for hard red winter wheat unchanged at 29 cents under the December futures contract. The hard red winter wheat index was down 4 cents at $6.79. By the way, the USDA increased its soybean production Friday in its estimate by 3% to 3.258 billion bushels. That's the third largest on record. USDA is now forecasting that this year's corn crop will be the largest ever at 13.989 billion bushels. We'll talk more about that in just a few moments with Aaron Curtis at Midco.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20 plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Before we talk to Aaron, we'll discuss the weather forecast. Drew Lerner dropped this one by this morning to take a look at the growing regions around the planet.
Much colder weather will be pushing through a big part of the Midwest over the next 12 to 24 hours, and it's going to give us a bit of a taste of winter. Already the cold northerly winds are already blasting across some of the upper portions of the Midwest this morning. The winds are sustained at 15 to 20 miles per hour out of the north, and dropping temperatures. We're already down close to zero in the northern North Dakota area. That may seem like a long ways away, but by this time tomorrow morning, temperatures will be quite cold across a big part of the Midwest, and the same will be true for Wednesday morning as well. The lowest temperatures during these next 2 days will get down below zero in parts of the northwestern Corn Belt, and we'll expect to see the lows across the heart of the Midwest running mostly teens and 20s. And again, the colder mornings are probably going to be tomorrow and Wednesday. Wednesday morning, we'll probably see freezes occurring down deep into the Delta. We'll probably see on Thursday morning freezes and frost possible as far south as just north of the Gulf Coast in parts of Louisiana and Alabama, portions of Georgia. All that cold air is a bit unusual for this time of the year, for at least that far to the south. It's not unheard of, but it will end the growing season in quite a few areas in the deep south. We do not expect a lot of precipitation to come with this cold surge, but with that said, over the next 12 to 24 hours, we will see some snow develop. Most of it's going to be very light and not likely to be very significant. There will also be a little bit of rain just before the coldest air hits along that frontal boundary, but we don't expect the moisture totals to be very great. Now, overnight tonight and into the morning tomorrow, we will see snow from southern portions of Michigan into parts of Ohio and Indiana. That's probably the area that's most favored for picking up on accumulating snows. Maybe 1 to 3 inches will occur across some of these areas, and there's potential for some heavier snow to occur downwind from Lake Michigan and Lake Erie. We'll expect to see the weather turn around fairly quickly, and after Wednesday morning's cold temperatures, we should start a warming trend, and most areas across the Midwest will be recovering very quickly, with temperatures in the afternoons getting back into a seasonable range by the time we get into the weekend. Normal temperatures this time of year should be in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, but high temperatures this afternoon in the north will likely be limited to the 20s and perhaps some teens in the northwestern Corn Belt. High temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be mostly in the upper 20s and 30s across the northern Midwest in general, with 30s and a handful of lower 40s in the far south. but that is as cold as it gets, and we will see a recovery. Like I said, temperatures when we get into the weekend will be back into the 40s and lower 50s across a fair amount of the Midwest. Precipitation prospects outside of that which occurs with this frontal boundary and the snow that occurs tomorrow morning will probably be limited across the region for a while, but we do expect to see some returning moisture from the Gulf of Mexico take place as we finish out the work week and go into the weekend. That will likely set the stage for a little bit of rain and a few thunderstorms possibly to occur across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. Anytime from late Thursday night into Saturday during that period of time, we'll likely see precipitation gradually overspread many areas in those central and eastern parts of the crop region. Moisture totals will probably run from 3 to 9 tenths of an inch. You may see some local totals over an inch in a few locations. The precipitation may linger into Sunday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his update of the weather forecast each and every morning here right on WILL and willag.org. That's where you can find his forecast. You can sign up for the podcast at willag.org. All of our agricultural programming posted there not long after we air it on our radio station. Here's the way the numbers are now trading in Chicago. The soft red winter wheat for the December at 653.5 is up 3 3/4. July futures at 670.5, up 2. The December corn at 431.5, 4 3/4 higher. The March at 443, up 4.5. And July at 458.25, 4.5 higher. December corn up a nickel at 473.5 in its trade. November beans at 1299.25, down 6 3/4. January at 1290 3/4, 5 1/4 lower, and the March at 1271, down 5 3/4. July, 1246.5, 6 3/4 lower. November of next year at 1156 3/4, down 4 1/4. Bean meal at 419.40, down 290. Bean oil at 40.24, unchanged on the day. Live cattle in the December at 132.40, up 72.5. February at 133.95, up 40. November feeders are down 20 at 164.42.5, and the January is at 164.42.5, are down 70. Lean hogs in the lead option December at $88.12, up 57.5. Let's turn our attention directly to the marketplace and talk about that with Aaron Curtis. He's at Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning to you, Aaron. How are
Good
you
morning.
Today?
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very, very well on this Veterans Day. Just want to remind folks it is Veterans Day, and if you know a veteran, please do thank them for their service. Let's take a look at the marketplace. It's had some time to consume the reports, WASDE and crop production, from Friday. They show the third largest soybean crop on record and the largest corn crop on record is now being harvested and put into the bin. What did the marketplace think of it all?
Well, still some follow-through from Friday's reversal higher in the corn market. We're seeing corn up 3 to 4 cents here. We continue to see a little recovery with the production not nearly as high as expected, and also ending stocks not over that magic 2 billion bushel mark, Todd. So seeing a little support continuing on the corn. Obviously, beans on Friday had a large move up as they raised export demand up considerably, and ending stocks for beans not nearly as high as what the market was expecting with that third largest crop that you mentioned. So big up day on beans on Friday, but are given a little bit of a back today. Did see a few more bean deliveries show up here this morning. I did see some bean harvest over the weekend as producers were able to get back into the field. So that's taken a little of the shine off beans here this morning. But overall, a quiet day. Corn is continuing to see a little bit of a bounce here, Todd.
Do you suppose, and maybe this is the case, that Friday's reports lifted a bit of the weight of the marketplace because now they've got the numbers. The numbers are in line, relatively speaking, and that 2 billion mark did not show up. They only raised carry out for corn by 35 million bushel, I believe.
Yeah, 32, yep.
And so have we got that out of the way? So can we see a little lift in the marketplace, or is there a time where this market will have to trade lower?
Well, I think the upside is going to be still somewhat limited. I mean, you don't look at almost a 1.9 billion bushel carryout and almost a 14 billion bushel crop and get bullish by any means. But I think the fact that the farmer's not moving a lot, we've seen basis, already, pretty firm historically for this time of year. Spreads have tightened up a little bit. The next part of that typically is the futures part, Todd. So if farmer continues to be a light mover here, we might see a little bounce in here, but you got to take that with a grain of salt because, you know, rallies are going to be continue to be tough to come by here. So you got to proceed with caution, I think.
What does basis look like there in Bloomington today?
Well, a little weaker here going home Friday, partly due to the rally we saw in the market. But also, you know, we're getting to the tail end of harvest here. It's supposed to be 85% done in the crop progress report nationwide. So, you know, might have some storage issues in some parts of the country as we try to put this last 10 to 15% crop away here, Todd. So a little weaker feel here to start the week.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis is with Midco. He joins us from the Bloomington, Illinois office on this Monday morning. It is the top of the hour, 9 o'clock Central Time.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
You, of course, are listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9. It's HD3 Urbana. Here's what the outside markets are trading like at this hour. December crude oil at $94.51 a barrel, now down 10 cents. The RBOB, or wholesale price of gasoline, at $2.56.6. That's a penny and 3 cents higher. And the ethanol futures at $1.70.3, up 2 9/10. The spread between the two is 86 2/10 cents wide. That's a penny and 6 cents narrower than it was on Friday afternoon. Visit us online at willag.org. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.